Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos, Daf Yud. The Gemara in Testament base starts with Shittas Reb Shimon in the middle of the Amud. Reb Shimon's Shitta is Asiria Golim on the Chapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav She'in Lo Yidia Le'Bitchilav Le'Bisayif but Tumas the Soya V'Shchidesh is Mechapa on Toish Ochel Esatomi. Says the Gemara that there's a Tumas Tzitz, which is Meratzen and Tumas Boso, and asks the Gemara Kasha that the Chapa de Rishchidesh adi Dei va adi Tzitz. Let the Soy Rishchidesh be Mechapa on the Toy Sha'ochal Esatome, and also should do the same Maila which the Tzitz does, which is Meratze on Tumas Boso, if the Dam, the Chilev, or the Boso, the Korban becomes Tome, and it has a Ritzu through the Tzitz. Says the Gemara of Nafkemina, if the Hecha Shanish Bara Tzitz. In the case where there's no tzitz, the tzitz was broken, and the tzitz is therefore not meratze, the soy of Rishchidesh should work by mocking of the tzitz, and should be meratze on Tumas Boso, which the tzitz normally does. Toitzvus in Divam Maschev Nechape Rishchidesh explains, Pirish, the korban, which the Gemara says, that the korban of Rishchidesh should be mechape adidei vadi tzitz, says Toitzvus Pirish korban shekoriv betumer beshor shekoriv Rishchidesh. A korban which is koriv betuma, the same time when the korban of Rish Chodesh was being nikrav, was had its akrova, and the akrova of Rish Chodesh should work on this korban which the same time was koriv betuma, because says Tosfos to say that the korban of Rish Chodesh should be meratze on the tumas bosa of a different korban which was already brought betuma, the korban is shekovu betuma koidem Rish Chodesh ein svarish hechape. How does such a thing work that the soy of Rish Chodesh should be mechaper on previous korbanos which have been brought before the korban soy of Rish Chodesh? Therefore, says Tosfos, definitely there's no havamina to say the soy of Rish Chodesh should be mechaper on previous korbanos, only on the korban which is koriv b'shor shekoriv hakorban of Rish Chodesh. This korban should have a ritzui b'mokim nitzitz. The Chazanish in Chishu Mishpot Likutim Simon Chof Dalet asks on Tosfos, Alechiriyat Einu Muvin, what Tosfos means that this korban is b'shor shekoriv Rish Chodesh. Memonavshach, there's a certain time when the akrov of the korban is. The akrov of the korban, which is ma'akiv, is normally during the zrikas hakorban, that's what's the ikuv of the korban. So says the Chazanish Memonavshach, when was the zrika of this korban done at the same time of the korban soy of Rish Chodesh? If Tosfos is never shaykh to go and say that was done simultaneously, mamish, exactly the same time. We know that the klal is ef shel tzamtzim. We can't say that two things were done mamish exactly the same time. And therefore, mamon of shach. If the other korban was a bit rega or a few minutes before the zrika of the soy of Rish Chodesh, then vayte yav Tosfos ha'orah that you never find the kapora lemafriya. Because the korban lemafriya never works to go, the soy Rish Chodesh can't be mechapel lemafriya, and since his korban was be'emes brought a few, you're going a few seconds before the zrika of the soy Rish Chodesh, the korban, which was korib betuma, didn't have any ritzui. And if lemaisa, this korban, shekorib betuma, happened the zrika a bit after the soy Rish Chodesh, then it's too late. Avada the soy Rish Chodesh, which had the zrika a few seconds before, could not be meratze on a future korban, which is going to be korib betuma. And therefore, what does Tosfos mean? B'shor shekoriv betuma. Which case does Tosfos mean that the shor shekoriv betuma can have a ritzui? The same time is the chayyev shel tzamtzim, and before is lemafreya, and afterwards it's too late. The soy Rish Chodesh has already been brought and cannot be mechaper on the korban of before. Says the Chazanish, we have to understand what does Tosfos mean b'shor shekoriv korban soy of Rish Chodesh. Others do point out that even though the Chazanish took on that Eyev Shalit Tzamtzim, but we do find the Beit Aglili's Shitta in a few places in Shas, he holds that Ef Shalit Tzamtzim. And there's a Shalit Bidei Odom, that he could be Mitzamtzim. And Reb Shimon, the Gemara suggests in Yevomis, Yutesimad Aleph, that maybe Reb Shimon holds like a Beit Aglili that Ef Shalit Tzamtzim. And therefore, in our Gemara, which is discussing Shitta's Reb Shimon, maybe Be'emes Tosfos means to say, if two korbanos were brought simultaneously, the soy of Rish Chodesh was, the zrika was done exactly the same time there was the zrika of a korban which is koriv betumah, then the korban soy of Rish Chodesh should be able to be mechapa on this other korban. But namaisa, this is a doichuk to say that Tosfos is kavona b'shosh koriv betumah means only efshar letzamtzim, a person can go and work out exactly the two korbanos were brought simultaneously. So the Chazanish's kasha is very shver. What does Tosfos mean b'shosh koriv betumah? Says the Chazanish that Tosfos' kavona is that there was another korban in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was Nitmo. The dam of this korban was Nitmo, and this korban was waiting for the tzitz to have a ritzui. And now we have a krov of a sorry Rish Chidesh. The korban, which is Koriv Betuma, hasn't yet had its zrika, but it's already Nitmo Adam, and it doesn't have any ritzui because it's Nishba Tzitz. Now what you makriv the sorry Rish Chidesh, and we brought the zrika of the sorry Rish Chidesh, so now there's a ritzui chal on the dam shen Nitmo, that now we can go ahead and be zurik the dam of this korban shekoriv betuma, this dam, this korban which was Nitmo Adam, we can now go be zurik the dam of this korban since it had a ritzui through the sorry Rish Chidesh. Says the Chazanish, this is what Tosfos means, b'shor shekoriv akorban betuma, means b'shor, the same time when the sorry Rish Chidesh had a krova, it was made a ritzui on dam which was lying there, which was ready tomei, and now we're allowed to go ahead and be zurik this dam. This is the Chazish's pshat in Tosfos, because otherwise it's very shver to understand how the Tosfos mean to say the Shor Shekoriv Betuma. Now, the Maaseh, according to this pshat, it comes out a big chiddush, because the story of Rish Chidesh, the Gemara explains by us, is b'mokrim of the tzitz. The same thing which the tzitz does, the Gemara, the Havamin over here, to say that the story of Rish Chidesh should be equivalent and do the same ritzu which the tzitz does. And explains the Chazanish in Tosfos, that the Gemara wanted to have, that the story of Rish Chidesh should be miratze on dam shenitmo, that after the krov of the sorry Rish Chidesh, we should be allowed to go mizurik the dam shenitmo of a different korban. Now this is a big chiddush to say that the ritzui tzitz allows a person, the koyanim, to go and take dam which is tomei, and lechatchila mizurik this dam al gabei hamizbeach. All we find ritzui tzitz in the whole shas is only that im zorak, then hutze. If it was b'shoigig nitmo, then im zorak hutze, if there was a zrik of this dam done, then there's a hartzor to the korban is a korban kosher. But to say that you're allowed to lechatchila go mizorak the dam, that we never find anywhere a person's allowed to, the kohenim allowed to, because of the tzitz, to go and lechatchila and go ahead to mizorak the dam. But according to the Chazanish of Pshat in this Tosfos, it will come out that this chiddush steht da in Tosfos, that one is allowed to go, akaponim in atoyer, to go and be zurek the dam lechatchila of the korban shenitmo if it had a ritzui tzitz. Now, b'emes, this chiddush we do find in a different Tosfos in Shas, and this is in Zvochim Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, in the Mishnah at the beginning of Dam Chatos. The halacha is that Dam Chatos, which is nitaz, which gets spritzed onto a beged, the halacha is that the beged is torn kibbutz. We have to wash this beged since the Dam Chatos went onto this beged, now the beged is torn kibbutz. This is halacha, which you learn out from Psukim. Dam chatos shenitaz ala bege ton kibus. Says the Mishnah, the dam chatos, which goes onto this beged, which is mechayev kibus, is only dam which is kosher and roi lehazor. Kosher dam. But if the dam is dam posel, in many different cases where the dam is posel, says the Mishnah lists out a whole bunch of cases where this dam is dam posel, let's say lon hadam, nitmo hadam, other cases, then this dam is not roi lahazor, and therefore if this dam goes onto a beged, the beged is not torn kibbutz. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Asks Tosfos over there in Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph in Zvochim, Diva Maschil Shalono, one of the cases of the Mishnah is a case where the dam became tomei. And since the dam became tomei, it's einu roi lahazor, and einu roi lahazor, the dam chatos, is not, the beged is not torn kibbutz. Asks Tosfos, why is dam which became tomei not roi lahazor and not mamela no chiv kibbutz? We know that loch is that there's a ritzui tzitz, and since there's a ritzui tzitz, the loch of Tosfos is homidoyreisa zuikri lechatchila. Min atoyer there's a loch that we're allowed to go mizurik this dam lechatchila, and how can the Mishnah say that this dam which became tomei is dam she'einu roi lahazor? This dam is roi lahazor because we have a ritzui tzitz. Answers Tosfos that you write, Enechonami, if there is a tzitz, then this dam is called dam horoi lazor, but the Mishnah is referring to dam which is became tomei, and there was no tzitz, either because there's nishbara tzitz, like our Gemara says, or there's a man, the Omai Numa, who holds that the tzitz, which is not al mitzchoi, which is not on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, cannot be miratze. In these cases, then the dam is nitmo and became posel, and therefore in these cases, the beggar does not need kibbutz if it's dam chatos, because it's inu roi lazor. But if there is a tzitz, then says Tosfos, this dam is called like kosher dam, because midereiter zoikri lechatchila. And the Karen Uri over there asks on Tosfos, that where did Tosfos understand such a chidush, that dam Nitmo can use the tzitz to allow him to go ahead and be zoyik the dam lechatchila min atoy akoponim. It could be midu abonon. There is iser to go be zoyik dam akoponim of a korban yochid. We see in the Gemara in Yevomis daf tzadik omed aleph that maybe iser midu abonon to be zoyik the dam. But lechatchila says toisus min areyaser. Toisus says that min atoy one is allowed to go ahead and be zoyik this dam. Says asks the Kain Oyer that L'chir in Shas we always find the halacha of Ritzu Tzitz, but the Eved is Hutzah. But to say that he allowed to go Mizoyik Adam L'chatchila, this is a Chiddush of Tosfos. And according to what we saw in the Chazanish, in our Pshat and Tosfos by us, it comes out the same Chiddush that Tosfos holds Amin Atoyer Al Kaponim, if the dam became Tommy and there is a Tzitz, or in the Havamino of Al Gomorrah, that is the Sori of Rish Chiddush, one is allowed to go ahead and Mizoyik Adam L'chatchila. The Biskerov in his Chiddushim, over there in Zvochim, that's Tzadik Beis, and it's a bit more Marich, Rebel Soloveitchik in his Shurim, Shuri agreed on Zvochim, brings down from his father, the Biskerov, a bit more Bariches, that the Biskerov explained that this Shittas HaToisvus, that one is allowed to go ahead and Bizoik the Dam Lechatchila, is Mavur, that the Din Ritzu Tzitz is not just a Hartzor, not just a Ritzu, which is Chal B'Shas the Akrova. One would normally understand that the Akrova, the Hartzor of the Tzitz works B'Shas the Akrova. B'shas, when it's a krov of the korban, then the tzitz can work and be meratze on the korban. But that the tzitz should work earlier, before the krov is a korban, that even when the dam is lying over here, and it's tomei, and there's a tzitz in the Beis HaMikdosh, u'oymed al-mitzchoy, then the tzitz should work and give a ritzu to the tumah of the dam. This is the chiddush of Tosfos to say that the person is allowed to be zoyik lechatchila. Because in order that he should allow him to be zoyik lechatchila means that the tzitz already started work now. Already, b'shas, the tumah of the dam, there's a ritzu tzitz allowing him to go and be zoyik the dam lechatchila. Which normally we'll understand that the tzitz only works b'shas, the akrova of the korban, then there's hartzor. But they should work already, immediately. Straight away, b'shas, the tumah, that a person should go be allowed to be zoyik the dam lechatchila, says the Biskerov, this is the chiddush of Tosfos, that there's ritzu tzitz even before the hakrova's hakorban. And says the Biskerov that this chiddush of Tosfos we find already in Rashi in Yuma Zayin Amud Beis, and the same thing you see in Rashi Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amud Beis, because Rashi says that the aloch of a tzitz, which we know if nishbar a tzitz, then there's no ritzui, and there's a mandoma like we said before, there's a mandoma who holds if the tzitz only when it's al mitzchoy, only when it's on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, then it's meratze, but einoy al mitzchoy einoy meratze. Says Rashi that the zman of the tzitz, when does it have to be al mitzchoy? The time is when the korban became tomei. When the dam became tomei, then we have to make sure that the tzitz was on the mitzach of the Kohen Gadol. Now this, l'chayr, is very shver, and it's a big chiddush. Normally we don't understand that the zman, the time when we need the tzitz, is b'shas la'krovas ha'korban. Not b'shas when the dam became tomei. Rashi says Mefurish over there in Yuma Zayin Amud Beis and in Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amud Beis that the zman of the tzitz has to be b'shas the dam became tomei. Says Biskerov that Be'emes the Yad Remah in Sanhedrin Yud Beis Amud Beis asks this question on Rashi, that how does the zman of tuma come into the zman of ritzu tzitz? Ritzu tzitz is l'chayr only b'shas la'krov. But says Biskerov, Rashi l'chayr learned that the zman of the ritzu tzitz already works straight away, allowing him to go mizoyik the dam even lechatchila, and therefore the zman to know when is the tzitz have to be al mitzchoy, and when should we make sure that the tzitz is in the Beis HaMikdosh and not nishbar tzitz, will be tolui on the zman hatuma, and therefore if there was a tzitz in the Beis HaMikdosh b'shas hatuma, then is a ritzu allowing him to go mizoyik the dam lechatchila, and that's like we see in Tosfos that the ritzu of the tzitz works already before and not just b'shas the akrov. Says the Biskerov that L'chir the Rambam will be Mavur Nishtazay. Because like we said from Tosfos, that Tosfos is Medayik in the Mishnah, Tosfos asks on the Mishnah by Dam Chatos, which we said the Halacha is, if it's Nitaz ala Beged, the Beged is Tom Kibus. And Tosfos asks that if the Dam is Tomei, then L'chir this Dam is Rioi Lazoy, and the Beged does ye need Kibus. Says Tosfos, Enechonami, in the case of the Izatzitz, then the dam is dam kosher and the beggar needs kibbutz. And the Mishnah is only referring to a case where the tzitz is not here for any reason. But the Rambam, when he brings down the Mishnah in Dam Chatos, he doesn't differentiate. And he says clearly that the dam which became tomei and afterwards was nitaz ala beged, the beged is not ton kibbutz. Because the beged is not, the dam is not roi lazoye. says Rabbi Iskarov, why does the Rambam not say that this will depend if you have a tzitz or you don't have a tzitz? The Rambam just said, brings down the Mishnah Kipshutai that if dam shenitmo, the halacha is einu yoy lahazoyer, and now the halacha of this beged is that einu yitom kibus. Says Rabbi Iskarov that you see in this Rambam, not like Tosfos, and we see Medayek also from Rashi, but like the shit of the Yad Rama, that the din of the tzitz is only b'shas the hakrova, allowing the ritzui to be chal b'di'evet. But to go ahead and bezoik the dam lechatchila, and that the tzitz should work already before b'shas the hakrova, that we don't find in the Rambam that this should work even before the hakrova's hakorban. Only b'shas the hakrova's hakorban, then is a ritzui tzitz, but not the hakrova of before. So it comes out a big machleikus between Rashi and Tosfos against the Rambam and the Yad Rama. Rashi and Tosfos, which this Tosfos is the beginning of Dam Zvochi, of Dam Chatos Mefurish, and according to Chazanish is Pshat in our Tosfos, is Mavua, that the Tzitz works even before the Akrovas HaKorban, and if there is a Tzitz, or like our Havamin in the Sori Shchidesh, then the Halach is of the Dam, Yelautu Lechatchila, Gomizoik, the Dam Lechatchila, Al Kaponim in Atayr, Masha'inke in the Rambam holds, that the whole din of the Tzitz is only B'shas HaKrovas HaKorban, that but the Eved there is a Ritzui, but before the Akrovas HaKorban, there's no halacha of a tzitz, that the tzitz should be miratze, only b'shas HaKrovas HaKorban, there we find the musik that there is a tzitz. Now, b'emes, this ikedin of this halacha, whether one is allowed to rely on the tzitz, to be zorik the dam, even l'chatchila min atayr, like we said, there's no mefurish any place, and the Rambam, the Biskirov learns up in the Rambam, that the akrovas, that tzitz only works b'shas HaKrovah, and b'emes, there is hameach in Hilchus Komen Pesach, Perik Dalet, Halacha Beis, is very marich to bring rayas to this halacha, whether one is allowed to go mizoik the dam lechatchila min atayr or not. And the Yisrameach says that in Yerushalmi is mefurish that one is not allowed to go mizoik the dam lechatchila. And says the Yisrameach that this is the shita of the Rambam. And this is like we explained from the Biskirov, that the Rambam shita is that one is not allowed to go mizoik the dam lechatchila since the tzitz only works later on mishas HaKrov. Not like Shittas HaTosfos in a few places that the tzitz works even before the akrova, allowing him to be zoik the dam lechatchila. And the same thing says the Chazanish in Zvochim, Semen Dalet, Sivkot in Yudalef, that the Shittas HaRambam is that one is not allowed to be zoik the dam lechatchila even in Atayr, and like it's Mavura in Yishalmi, like Yermei Simcha said in Yisomeach, in Nilchas Kom Pesach. Another teretz to the Ike Kasha of Tosfos in our Sugya, which Tosfos asked, Tosfos explains that l'chira, what does the Gemara mean by saying the soil of Rosh Chodesh should be mechape adidei v'adetitz? L'chira, if the korban of which was kori betuma is already been brought, then l'chira does not make sense to say that the korban of Rosh Chodesh should be mechape on lemafreya. And we said from the Chazanish, Pshat in Tosfos, that we're talking about a case of dam shenitmo. Says the Chazanish that if not for Tosfos, you could suggest a different teretz. That we're talking, the chidush of the Gemara, the havamin of the Gemara over here, that the Sori Rosh Chodesh should work by mokim the tzitz, means a case where the Sori Rosh Chodesh alone became tomei. The Sori Rosh Chodesh b'emes is a korban tzibur. So the halacha of a korban tzibur is that tzibur is dchuyo. We know what halacha is, either hutra b'tzibur, tuma is either hutra b'tzibur or dchuyo b'tzibur. This is a sugya and a machlokes in the beginning of Maseches Yuma, whether tuma dchuyo b'tzibur or tuma hutra b'tzibur. Now the halacha is definitely that this Sori Rosh Chodesh can be brought even though it became tomei. But there is a machlokes, like we said, whether hutra or dchuyo. Reb Shimon's shita is that tuma is only dchuyo b'tzibur. Says the Chazanish that the Gemara in Yuma is mavur that if you hold tuma dchuyo b'tzibur, then the halacha is together with the heter of tuma, in order that it should go and be mutter to go and be makir this korban, it needs also a tzitz. And if it's nishbar a tzitz, then one will not allow to bring a korban, even if it's a korban tzibur, since it's only dchuyo and needs the help of the tzitz to be miratze on this hakrova. So says the Chazanish that l'chiri l'gemor could mean over here, v'nechape didei aditzitz, will mean in the case where the Sori Rosh Chodesh alone became tomei. And therefore, since Reb Shimon holds tuma dechuyu b'tzibur, therefore, the tuma, which is only dechuyu b'tzibur, needs a tzitz, and he has nishbar a tzitz, therefore he won't be able to make if this Sori Rosh Chodesh. But since the Sori Rosh Chodesh can be mechaper and can work like the tzitz, therefore you'll be able to have a krova of this Sori Rosh Chodesh, and this will be nafkamina in the case where the Sori Rosh Chodesh alone became tomei. This is a new suggestion to explain what is the havamin of the Gemara v'nechapet didei aditzitz. Now, even though in Loshon HaTosfos Tosfos is not mashma, that's what Tosfos meant. Tosfos is mashma, we're talking about a different korban. But al kaponim in the Rambam, which we explained before, that the shittas of Rambam is when we not go and bezerk the dam lechatchila min ha-Torah to rely on the tzitz to bezerk the dam lechatchila. Therefore, Tosfos pshat lechira will not work according to the Rambam. The Rambam will be to learn like the second pshat of the Chazanish, that the chiddush of the Gemara, the havamin of the Gemara is that the soyush chiddush does not work on its own tumah, and if it became tumah, it has to wait for the tzitz, because the halacha is that the soyush chiddush is not mechaper adidei v'aditzitz. These are the two ways of understanding the Gemara by us and the chiddush that we told you on this machlokes Rambam and Tosfos, or Yesodei Sugya machlokes, if the ritzui of tzitz works lechatchila, or it's only al b'dieved. Only once a person, koyanim, go ahead and zerk the dam, which is tomei, then it could work and have a ritzui. But lechatchila to be zerk the dam, Tosfos holds you're allowed to, and the Rambam, like the Achrinim explained, Shittas Rambam holds that you're not allowed to, like it's mavur in Yishalmi. Moving further on the Amud, Yudom and Aleph, the more it discusses Shittas Hermea, who holds kol ha-si'irim, kaparos and shove, and the more it looks for the makuri of Hermea to say that every soy can be mechaper and all halachas of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, and also on Torah Shoch Letzatomei. The Maskonas HaGemara says the Gemara, Elo Me'ebyoino Omakro, Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adeichem. At the end of the Musafim in Pashas Pinchos, it says, Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adeichem, Hukshu Kol HaMe'adim Kulom Ze Lo Ze. All the Me'adim are Hukash, one to another, and from here we learn that all the Kaporis are all the same, Kol HaSirim Kaporos and Shove. Asks the Gemara, V'Rish Chidesh Lav Me'adu, Rish Chidesh does not go into this hekesh because Rish Chidesh is not a Moed. Says the Gemara, if Rish Chidesh nami ikri Moed, Rish Chidesh is yet called Moed. Like Abaye said, Abaye, Odoma Abaye, Tamuz da Yishaita Malui Maluo, Dixiv, and says Abaye, the posuk of Koryo Lai Moed, Lishboi Bachuria is referring to Rish Chidesh, and from here you see that the word Moed can be referring to Rish Chidesh, and therefore the hekesh of Eile, Tasul, Hashem, Meadechem is referring to Rish Chidesh also. This is the Gemara by us in Shavuos. Tosfos in Psochim, Ayin Zayin Omad Aleph, the Mamaschil Salke, asks on the Gemara, which is very similar to the Gemara over there in Psochim, says Tosfos, why do we need another Makor to tell us that Rish Chodesh is also called a Moed, and therefore goes into this Posuk of Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adechem? L'Chodesh, the Posuk over there in Pashas Pinchas, is a Posuk which is mentioned after all the Musafim. After the Torah explains every Musaf on Shabbos, on Yishchidesh, and all the Moyadim, the Pasuk ends, Eile Tasu L'Hashem, these Korbanos shall be brought by Moyadeichem. So says Tosfos, if this Pasuk is mentioned at the end, after all the Korbanos Musafim, and Yishchidesh is one of the Korbanos which is mentioned previously, then Memeila L'Chir, the Pasuk of Eile, these Korbanos, Tasu L'Hashem, by Moyadeichem, is referring also to Yishchidesh. Why do we need another Makori to tell us that Yishchidesh is Ikri Moyad and goes into this Pasuk? Says Tosfos, because if not for the pasuk of Ikri Moed, one would say that even it says Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adeichem, Bal Kochoch, of course, it could not be referring to all the korbanos which are mentioned previously, because Be'emes in the Pashas Musafim, it starts already with the korban tomid, which is brought every single day, even on a Yom Choyl, and also korbanos of Shabbos, which also has a korban Musaf. And just like we know that the tomid of during the week and the korbanos Musafim on Shabbos are not called Moyadim. And therefore, when the Torah says Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adeichem, is definitely not referring to the Korban Tomid and the Korban Shabbos. So therefore, we'll have Ava Mina that the Korban, the Torah of Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adeichem, is not referring to the Korban of Rish Chodesh also, because it's also not a Moed. So therefore, we have to have a pasuk of Ikri Moed to tell us that the words of B'Me'adeichem is referring to Rish Chodesh, and it's not like the Korban Tomid and the Korban Shabbos, which is not Nichlal in the Klal of Eile Tasu L'Hashem B'Me'adeichem. Marsha over there in Tosfos and Psochim says a different pshat, why the Gemara needs to say Ikri Moed, but this is a pshat of Tosfos, that the reason why we need to have Ikri Moed is because the Moyadechem is not naturally going back on all the Musafim, because it's Tomid and the Shabbos is definitely not going on them. Therefore we need a pasuk to say that's going back on Rish Chodesh. Now, Be'emes, in this din, which the Gemara says by us Ikri Moed, Rish Chodesh is also called a Moed, even though it's called a Moed enough to say that it goes into this Pasuk of B'Me'adeichem, and Remeir says that this is the Makori of Kol HaSirim, Kaparos and Shove, but we know there is many halachas of a Moed which Rish Chodesh does not have a halacha of a Yom Tov. The halacha is that Rish Chodesh is Mutter Basiyas Melocha. The Gemara says in Chagiga Yud Chesamed Aleph that one is allowed to do Melocha on Rish Chodesh. And there's other halachas, there's no Kiddush on Rish Chodesh, there's no Din on Mikra Kodesh, there's no Din Pashas of Ksus Nikiyah, and there's other halachas which there is by Moed, which we do not find on Rish Chodesh. So the Gemara over here by us is only ikrimoyed, only enough to go into the pasuk of b'mayadeichem, enough to say that the korbanos are mechaper on one another. But to say that it has a dinner shchidesh legabe other things which are not korbanos, which are not mentioned in Pashas Pinchas, which are only you know from Hilchas Moed, the Pashas Emor of Mikra Kodesh, on those halachas, the shchidesh we do not find, it's called Moed. Only over here, this a localized halacha, Benegea, the korbanos, the shchidesh is ikri Moed. And therefore, legabe other halachas, he's be'emes mutter, basias melacha, one is allowed to do melacha on the shchidesh, and therefore he does not make kiddush. And other halachas which apply only to Yom Tov and not to Rosh Chodesh. But the Emes, we have to point out that there is some halachas which is not dafka in the inyonim of korbanos, which we do find on the Geir to Rosh Chodesh, and the makori for this din is because Rosh Chodesh has halacha of a moed. So therefore, even though we said that the Ikar Gemara by us is only telling us a din of Ikri Moed, but Geir the korbanos in Parshas Pinchas, like Tosfos explains in Psochim, that it's nichlalim b'moyadeichem, even though misvorim, maybe it's like the Korban Shabbos and the Korban Talmid, but we have a halach of ikri moyed, but there is other halachas which are also nichlal in this klal, and like we will explain later why this should be so. The three places we find mafurish, that there is some dinei moyed applicable even to Rosh Chodesh. The first one we find in the Torah in Erech Chaim, Simen Tov Yud Zayin, he says that even though the halacha is, like we said from the Gemara Chagiga Yud Chesem Ad Aleph, that Rosh Chodesh one is allowed to do melacha like a Yom Choyl, like in during the week, he's allowed to work on during the week, he's allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh, and not like a Yom Tov. But there is a very early minig brought down already in Yishalmi and Tainis, Perik Aleph Halacha Vav, that Noshim, the woman, do not do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. There's, it applies in many different kinds of aloch, in many different kinds of melachas. The Ramah later on in Shulchan Aruch in Tov Yud Zayin explains exactly the minig where we apply this minig in which melachas. But al kaponim, there is a minig brought down that there is halacha that noshim is a minig not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Now the Makori says the Torah is b'emes from a Pirkei de Rebbeleze, which says this is a schar for noshim. They did not give over their nezomim by the maisa of the egel, and therefore they were zeicha to schar of Rosh Chodesh that they should not do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. But from the Torah brings down from his brother Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda ben Arosh says the reason why the noshim have a minig not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh is because we know that the three moyadim are keneged Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Pesach is keneged Avraham, Shavuos is keneged Yitzchok, and Sukkos is keneged Yaakov. And besides that, we have 12 Rosh Chodeshim, which is keneged the 12 Shvatim in Klal Yisrael, which the Rosh Chodesh says Rabbi Yehuda also has a loch of Moed, and therefore also has a loch of a Yom Tov, similar to the other three Moedim which are keneged Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Says Rabbi Yehuda that during the Egel, the Eibishter took away the Moed of the Yud base Rosh Chodeshim and gave it only to the Noshim, since they did not do the Aveira of the Egel, and therefore they have the Moed of Yud base Rosh Chodeshim, and the Klal Yisrael and Noshim only have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Beis Yosef over there explains, by Arichas, explain how this works together with the Pirkei de Rebbeleizer, that it was a separate schar to Noshim. But Al Kaponim, you see over here in the Torah, that the Torah brings down from Rabbi Yehuda that the reason why the Noshim do not do melacha on Rosh Chodesh is be'emes like a moyed, and says Rabbi Yehuda because Rosh Chodesh is also called a moyed, like we find the Ikri moyed. This is the first halacha which we find, a minig, which we find in reference to Rosh Chodesh, that there is other halachas besides korbanos that Rosh Chodesh has halacha of moyed, and this is the minig, the very early minig brought down in Yishalmi at the Entainis, that Noshim do not do a melacha on Rosh Chodesh. The second halacha we find in the Torah in Simon Tov Yud Ches in Erech Chaim, he says that according to many Yishonim, there is a tainis on Rosh Chodesh. One is not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam passes like this in Tainis Perik Aleph Halacha Zayin, and Tosfos in Tainis Yud Beis Amud Aleph Divrei Maschil Ve'im also already brings down this tzad that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Yosef explains by Riches that L'chariah to say there's Issa min HaTorah to fast, this will be hard to understand that there's Issa min HaTorah. But says the Beis Yosef that the reason is because there's Issa min Darabonon al Kaponim u'midivri Kabbalah, since you do find that Rosh Chodesh is Ikri Moed, and therefore mitzad the halacha of a Moed of a Yom Tov, we're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, and therefore one is not allowed to fast, according to his retraining, one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh also because it has a halacha of a Moed. The third halacha, which we find, the halacha of Moed, which applies to Yishchidesh, is the next siman in the Torah, in Orichayim, Simetof Yutes. Over there, the Torah says there's a mitzvah to be marbe besuda on Yishchidesh. To be marbe something in Yisuda, you should have a bigger suda on Yishchidesh. And that also says the Torah, the reason is because it has halacha of a Moed. Yishchidesh has halacha of a Moed. So it comes out that we do find in three places, in Tof Yud Zayin, Tof Yud Ches, and Tof Yud Tes, the halachas of a Noshim should not do melacha on Yishchidesh, and the halacha of Issa Tainis on Yishchidesh, and you should be marbe besuda on Yishchidesh. All these three things says the Torah, the reason is because it's Ikri Moed, because there is halacha of a Moed. Now, Be'emes, the Torah over there, when he says that Yishchidesh is called a Moed, he does not bring down from Al Gemara the same Makor of Koyo Lai Moed, which Abaye says is Pshat in the Pasuk is referring to Yishchidesh. He brings down a different Makor. And the Beis Yosef also, whenever he says in his simonim over there that Yishchidesh has halacha of a Moed, has halacha of a Yom Tov, he does not quote Al Gemara, which says that the Yishchidesh is called a Moed because of this Pasuk Koyo Lai Moed. He brings down a different Pasuk, which says in Pashas by Aloyscha, by the parsha of Chatzoytris, that the halacha is, you have to blow b'chatzoytris, b'shas the akrovus korbonus, over there, the Rosh HaPasuk is, over yoyim simchaschem, over moyadeichem, over rosh chodsheichem. The Pasuk says, on these times, uskatem b'chatzoytris al uleiseichem, v'al zivchish al meichem. Says the Torah, there's a hekesh in the Pasuk, to moyadeichem, to rosh chodsheichem. The Rosh Chodsheichem are also hukash l'moyed, that they have a halacha of a moyed, and therefore, we should fast. There's the Issa to fast on Yishchidesh, and we should marbe besuda on Yishchidesh, and therefore maybe the Noshim have a minig not to go and do melacha on Yishchidesh because of this Ikri Moed. And Be'emes, the Chikri Leiv, in his Tshuvas, or Yechaim Simen Pei Zayin at the end, asks on the Torah, why does the Torah bring down a different Makor than Al Gemara? L'chir Al Gemara is Mefurish, that's Ikri Moed, and therefore why does the Torah have to look for a different Makor to say that's Ikri Moed from a Pasuk of a Hekesh of Yom Simchaschem uv'me'adeichem uv'roshi chodsheichem? Even though Al Gemara Be'emes might not be a Dover Muskim, because there is other Gemaras, the Gemara in Tainis Chavtes brings down that the Koryo Lai Moed is referring to Tisha B'Av and not referring to Yishchidesh, and therefore Efshu Upaskin not like Abaye, but Al Kaponim, this Gemara is Mavur, that according to Remeya, then Yishchidesh is enough to be called a Moed, that there's Aloche of Kolas Irim Kaparos and Shove, and there is a Furish Gemara Al Kaponim which says this halacha that Yishchidesh is Ikri Moed on the Torah does not make any reference to this Gemara at all, and he makes his own hekesh of Yom Simchaschem and Meyadichem of Rosh Chodsheichem. This is the Chikri Leiv's kasha. Why does the Torah not, it ignores our Gemara and brings down a different Makor to tell us these halachas, that it does have some halachas of a Moed? The Chida in the Sefer Pesach Inayim in Maseches Erichin Yud Amud Beis brings down this kasha of the Chikri Leiv, who asks, why does the Torah bring down the Pasuk of Me'adeichem and not from Al Gemara? And says the Chidah, that Be'emes from Al Gemara, there's no raya to say that Yishchidesh has a halacha of Moed, has a halacha of Yom Tov, and Memela should get certain dinim of the Yom Tov. Because like we explained before, the only halacha of the Gemara by us is referring to Korbonus, to say that Yishchidesh goes into the klal of the Pasuk of Eile Tasul Hashem B'Me'adeichem, which Tosfos says, Be'emes, this Pasuk should be referring anyway to Yishchidesh, but we had a Havamina, that maybe the Pasuk is not going back on Yishchidesh, just like it doesn't go back on the Korban Tomid and the Korban Shabbos. And on that we have a Makor that is called Moed, and therefore the Pasuk is, yeah, going back on these Korbanos, even on the Korban of Yishchidesh also, and therefore it goes into the Hekesh, Legabe Korbanos. But to say that Yishchidesh is called a Moed, not just called a Moed in Shem Moyadeichem, but has a halacha of Yom Tov, says the Chidah, we don't find any remez in our Gemara that it should have a halachas of Moed, and from that the Torah to bring down the Pasuk of Yom Tov Chaschem v'Moyadeichem, that is a hekesh to Rosh Chodsheichem, that it does have some halachas of a Moed. The Chikri Leiv over there asks Be'emes another question on the Makuri of the Torah, who says that Rosh Chodsheichem is hukash l'moyadeichem, says the Torah, that if it says the Chikri Leiv, if it's Be'emes hukash to the moyadeichem, then it should have a loch of Yom Tov, a total loch of Yom Tov. And if it's not hukash, then if it's not proper hekesh, then Be'emes, the loshen of the pasuk there is mashma, that Rosh Chodsheichem is not a moyed. Because if Rosh Chodsheichem is called a moyed, why does the pasuk say Rosh Chodsheichem separately? The pasuk says, "Uviyoyim simchaschem uvamayadeichem uvirashichatsheichem." So, from the mere fact that the Torah specially says uvirashichatsheichem and not mayadeichem, it is mashma that Rosh Chodesh is bemis not a moyed, and therefore that's why the pasuk says uviyoyim simchaschem uvamayadeichem, and it only continues on uvirashichatsheichem. But if Rosh Chodesh is bemis a moyed, why does the pasuk have to say uvirashichatsheichem separately? By saying mayadeichem, it includes automatically any moyed, any yomtiv, and Rosh Chodesh is also a yomtiv. So says the Chikilev L'chir from this Makur will be mash mafaket that Rosh Chodesh is not a moed at all. And if the Torah has some kind of hekesh to tell us that Rosh Chodeshim is hukash l'moyadeichem, then why do we not say this is a hekesh in ganzen, a total hekesh, enough to be mechayev kiddush on Rosh Chodesh, or to be mekasiyas melacha on Rosh Chodesh, and we never find these halachas. So must be Rosh Chodesh is not a moed. So as the Chikilev L'chir, this pasuk would say faket that Rosh Chodeshim is not a moed. Says the Chikilei Be'emes, this is a question on our Gemara. The our Gemara says that Rosh Chodeshim is Ikri Moed. So L'chaira, why does the pasuk over there have to say Rosh Chodeshim separately if it already is Nichal in Moedeichem? And this is according to Chikilei's Havona that this klal of Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed is Be'emes a klal not just Lagabe Korbanos, and not, it could be other halachas also. And therefore, why does the pasuk over there say over Moedeichem and afterwards they say separately of Rosh Chodeshim? And his mask over there, because Moyadeichem, according to the Sifri, Be'emes does not mean Yomim Tovim. Moyadeichem is referring to the Korban Tomid, which is bought B'moyadoi on every single day, even on Shabbos, and the Losh of Moyadoi is referring to the Korban Tomid. And therefore, Rosh Chodeshim, there's no Makor at all to be Hukash Le'yomtif. So this is his question on the Torah, but the Chidor again explained the Shittas HaTor, that Be'emes Al Gemara is a different halacha. The Al Gemara is only a makor to say that he goes into the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Korban of Rosh Chodesh, is also included in the Lashon of the Pasuk of Moyadeichem. But to say, Eile Tasu Hashem B'moyadeichem, but to say that Rosh Chodesh itself has Dine Yom Tov, that we don't find in Al Gemara. And on that the Tor has its own Hekesh, if nowhere in the makor is, that there's a Hekesh of Moyadeichem over Rosh Chodeshim, and even though it's not a Hekesh, it has to be only a Smachta. And the Chidor says it's not Hekesh Gomu, because if it will be a Hekesh Gomu, then the Chikalev's Kasha is Shver, why do we not make Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh? Why are we Mutter B'melocha? But it must be only a Smachta, and therefore there's only certain Halachas we learn out that the Rosh Chodesh has some Dine Moyed enough to be Marbe Besuda, and to Isatainis, and also that Noshe should not do Melocha. And this is another halacha which the Torah learns out from the Hekesh, which is not Al Gemara, because Al Gemara is only a Ikri Moyed enough to go into the Pasuk of Eile Tasul Hashem B'meyadeichem, like the Chidor explains in the Sefer Pesach Einayim on Erichin Yudam and Beis. Moving further on the Amud, at the bottom of the Amud, Tosfos Asakash in the Ramaschil Mao, Sheyikrivu Zeh Bozeh, in the Machlikas, there's a Shakavitaya in the Mishnah between Reb Shimon and Emeir and Reb Yehuda, whether you're allowed to, if one of the Seirim got lost and you found it afterwards, can you be makrivit on a different yomtiv? Says Tosfos, everyone agrees that one soy of a regolim can be nikrav on a different regel. From one regel to another regel, everyone agrees it works. And huadin, from one Rosh Chodesh onto another Rosh Chodesh, everyone agrees you're allowed to go and bring the soy which got lost. Asks Tosfos, al-chir, there's a shayla in the Gemara in Zvachim, Vavu Medalef, whether Oila is mechape a'asei delacha afrosha. Whether Oila can be mechape on something which is only being yo'over the Averia, only after the afrosha. So says Tosfos over here, since this soy got lost and wants to be mechape only on the Averias which were done after this Rosh Chodesh, then, and the afrosha was already done for this Rosh Chodesh, then all these Averias or assays or lavim of Acha HaFrosha. And the Gemara in Zvachim has a shaila whether there is such a kind of kapara. Now, Be'emes Tosfos, when he asks this question, he only asks from the Gemara in Zvachim who clears the shaila over there whether the Oila is mechape on assay del Acha HaFrosha or not. But the Gemara in Zvachim Be'emes says Mefurish that Achatos is definitely not mechaper on something which is done Acha HaFrosha. Tosfos over here should have asked L'chaira much better, that over here we're talking about Chatois, and Chatois, there's Alochim Mefurish in Gemara in Zvachim, does not work Aseh Del Acha HaFrosha. And Tosfos only asks from the din of Oila, which is mechaper, which is a Shaila in the Gemara where the Oila is mechaper. Says the Stipler in Simen Zayin, in Kilis Yaakov Simen Zayin, that the reason why Tosfos only asks from a oila is because the Shittim Mekubetzes in Zvachim Vavam Mitbeis, Ois Gimel, says that the Gemara in Zvachim, which is Mechalek between Achatos and Oila, explains the reason is that Achatos is definitely not Mechaper on something which is Lacha Afrosher, since Achatos is only Bo Al Chet Echod. It only comes for one Chet. If someone's Oiva Chelev, he brings a common Achatos. And therefore it's posher to the Gemara that if he was Oiva Avir afterwards, the Achatos cannot be Mechaper, because Achatos is only Mechaper one Avir. Mashiach in the Oila, which is Mechaper on many Avirs, Oila can be Mechaper on many assays together, therefore asks the Gemara whether Oila is Mechaper also on Avirs, which one did after the Afroshah. Says the Shittim Mekubetzes, a Korban Tzibur, like our Korbanos over here by the Seirim, or Be'emes Mechaper on many Avirs of Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov, and therefore Tosfos holds as Poshet that this Shaila of the soy is going to depend on the shayla of the Gemara by Oila, whether Oila can be mechaper on other assays, and it's not similar to a korban yochid of a chatos, which definitely cannot be brought on a kapora, on a veir which someone did after his afrosha, because only by chatos yochid, which is brought on one aveir, there the Gemara says is poshut that it can't be brought on assay the lacha afrosha. But a korban tzibur, which works for many aveirs, is like the Oila. And therefore, Tosfos only asks the question only if the Oila does not work on Asei Delach Afrosha, like one side in the Gemara Zvachim. Tosfos answers the question, and Tosfos answers the same thing in Zvachim Vavim at base, that over here, since it was never that Korban, therefore, Neka Afrosha, says Tosfos, when the Korban was lost, the Afrosha was Neka, and later on, the Korban was brought for Averis, which were done after this Afrosha, it works because Kshiyovir Yishchidesh Tochul Olav Afrosha La'avir Yishchiyovir Koidom Lachim. And Tosfos has a big chidush that when the soy was nevad, there's an akira to the Afrosha. But we have to understand what kind of akira l'chir happens through the aveda of the soy. This soy was Kodosh, Bekdush is Aguf, the Bezin were Magdishit, the Gizber was Magdishit, and then it got lost. So why should we say b'shas the aveda there's akira to this afrosha and the afrosha is only later on? L'chayra, to say that Tosfos means the aloch of leiv bezdin masna, which we'll learn later on in the sugyas, is aloch of leiv bezdin masna, that if there's a klal of leiv bezdin masna, if a korban is not needed for the tzibur, then bezdin or masna that should go al chulin or should go for a different korban. L'chayra, the Gemara later on says mafurish that kun to Reb Shimon, there's no leiv bezdin masna, and Tosfos over here is referring even to Reb Shimon. And more so, the Gemara in Yudalef from the base says that in the case of Ovud, in the case where something gets lost, it's loy shchiach, and in this case, we do not have the klal of leiv bezdin masne. So, Bakochach Tosfos doesn't mean the aloha of leiv bezdin masne. We have to understand what is this new yisoid of when something gets lost, it's neka afroshosoi, the afrosha gets uprooted, and keilu wasn't hufresh. With what halacha, how can we understand such a kind of din? Another kasha we have to understand in Tosfos is that if Be'emes there is such a kind of aloha of when something is nevad, is neka afroshosoi, so why later on in the Gemara, when we see later on in the Sugis Yud Aleph, where the aloha is by tmimim, sheloi hutzrichu letzibur, or k'toyres, which was left over, the aloha is that leiv bezdin masne, that it should go al chulin. L'chayra, why do we have to come into the klal of leiv bezdin masne, which is a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon? Why don't we have this yisoid that just like by nevad does neka afroshosoi, since we don't need the korban anymore, therefore who are they over here? Since the tmidim are not yet now they're not needed for the tzibur, it should be neka afrosha if it works even without leiv bezdin masne. So if this Tosfos has a new yisoid of a way of being oikar afrosha, why is this not applicable in cases later on in the Gemara which we see needs the klal of leiv bezdin masne? Explains the stipler over there in Simon Zayin Kilis Yaakov, or you say the Sigur Chiluk between our Gemara and the Gemara's later on. The Svara of Tosfos only applies over here by Yisoid Shenevad, which got lost. Explains the stipler, the Yisoid Havona, the Havona over here which Tosfos says, that when it gets lost, it's Neka Afrashosoi, the Yisoid Adin is Midin Hekdesh Tos. The aloch is that if hekdish, if someone's makdish something by mistake, hekdish tos, we paskin ain't no hekdish. The aloch is hekdish tos is not hekdish. Now even though we know the aloch of tos, let's say mekach tos, the aloch is everything depends on the zman of the kinyan. That means when the kinyan was done, then is the kiveya of the zman, if there was a toast. Like the Gemara explains in Ksubas Tesvav Amud Aleph, that if the Bishas, the kinyan, when someone bought a behemoth from his friend, and he claims that it was a behemoth which was already a treifa, then we have to look to see if the behemoth was already a treifa, Bishas, the kinyan, when he bought it from his friend. Because if when he bought it from him, then it was a treifa, then the klal is a mekach tos. But if it only became a treifa later on, you can't say that it was a mekach tos. That means the person Reuven can't come to Shimon and tell him that you sold me a treifa because this behemoth became a treifa later. Even though if he would have known that this behemoth is going to become a treifa, he never would have bought the korban. But there's no such taina to say this behemoth is a treifa. I didn't want to buy it because every single behemoth has the efshorus that maybe he might become a treifa. And at last Cain, he went ahead and went in this kinyan and went and bought this behemoth. So therefore, in Mekach Tos and in other dinim of Bein Adam Chaveri, the halacha of Tos is only applicable only if there was a Tos immediately b'shas the kinyan. During the kinyan, you sold me a defaulted, a faulty product. The product was faulty. Therefore, this klal of Mekach Tos applies if it was there b'shas a treifa and not if it was only became a treifa later on, because Aldas Cain, that was a kinyan. This is how all deals are done, Binodam Nechaviri, that if it's not faulty, B'shas Meisah, even though it became faulty later, then there's no taina of Mekachtos. Maybe there's halacha of Achrayis, but there's no halacha of Mekachtos. This is also explained in Toises and Ksubas, Memzayin Amud Beis, that every Lekeach knows that maybe something might accrue to the Chifetz after he goes and buys it. And therefore Mekachtos is only B'shas Meisah. Explains the stipler, that this is only a benodon lechaver. But behekdish, which is a gizba b'maktish, beinoy le'atzmoy, he's maktish a korban l'shamayim, he definitely does not want to be maktish this korban, if ever this korban is going to come out, that this korban doesn't have to be used. And if it's going to come out that this korban got lost and was not used for its purpose that the afrosha was done for, the gizba l'chatchila never wanted to go be maktish this korban. And this does have a shem tos. Because even though Bin Adam Lechaviri, it's not enough to make a toast, because that's how a person deals, and this is Aldas Cain, that person deals with his friend only if it's not faulty B'shas Maisa. But when it comes to Dine Shomayim, when it comes to Hekdush, which is not Bin Adam Lechaviri, over there, the Kriveya of toast is, even if it came out later that the Hekdush was not necessary, then the Gizbel Chatchile's Hekdush was a Hekdush toast. And this is the Svar of Tosfos, that Kivan Shenevad Neka Afrashosoi, because the Afrasha was a toast and he never wanted to go Mi Magdish Adaita Dahochi if it wouldn't ever be used. And he explains by Riches that this is what you see in the Gemara Baba Kama on Kuf Yudom and Beis. We find as I said that by Hekdish, if in the end is not used for its Hekdish, then you could say Hekdish Tos. Says the stipler, therefore, Tosfos says this Svara only over here, and this Svara does not apply later on by Tmidim Shalehu Tzvichu Litzibu or by Keteris. Because later on in the Sugya, we're talking about cases where we know originally that there is going to be left over Tmidim or there is going to be left over Keteris. So you can't say that Adaita Dehochi Loi Afrisha, Adaita Dehochi Loi Akdisha, because it's not true. The Gizba knew originally B'shas HaHekdish that there is going to be left over Keteris, like we'll explain later in the Gemara, and there is going to be left over Tmidim. Therefore, there's no Shail of Tos. The only din to go be Mafkia the Hekdish is needs a Aloch of Leib Bezdin Masne. But over here, where was the soy was Nevad, over here, then the Gizba has a taina that he never wanted to be Magdish it, if the Hekdish which he's putting now on his soy never came Lemaisa because the soy was Nevad. And therefore only over here, says Tosfos, we could use the klal of Kivan Shenevad Neka Afrashosei. But Be'emes, even after this Hezba of the stipler, in Shittas HaTosfos, Rebel Soloveitchik is in Shurim, and Shuri agreed, Zvochim, Vovom and Aleph, asks on our Tosfos, that's still schwer to understand. Because if Tosfos says over here that there's a new Yusoid called Nevad Neka Afrashosri, and like the stipler explains, this is Medin Hekdish Tos, then L'chir, later on when we find this soy and we want to be Mafrish again this soy for a new Korban, L'chir, it's a totally new Afrosha. And this Afrosha is like you're taking a normal Chulin Digger Behemah and you'll be Mafrish it L'Korban. So why is the whole shakle v'tayah in the Mishnah on base on its base between the Pshimon and the Buda and the Meir that they have a discussion whether can you be makriv one soy for a different, for something else? Can you be makriv a regel for a Rish Chodesh? And they have a whole discussion and the Pshimon answers that you could because kulam boim al tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov. After our Tosfos, where Tosfos explains that everyone agrees from one Rish Chodesh to another Rish Chodesh, one is allowed to go and change the soy because Kivin Sheneva had Neka Afroshosoy and there was a toast in the whole Afrosha. So why should one not be able to go and bring this soy for a different korban totally? Even if it wouldn't be Al Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov, like Shimon says, one should be allowed to go and change over the Kedusha of the korban to something else because there's Neka Afroshosoy and it's like you're making a new Hekdish to a Cholin Digger Behemoth. So why does in the Mishnah L'Chayez Mavur that through the Nevad, through the fact that the soy got lost and later on we found him and we made a new Afrosha, it's not called a new Afrosha. We're using still the old Afrosha and that old Afrosha is still Kayom. And in Tosfos by us, especially if we learn like a stipler that Avona is a hektish tolls digadin, then L'Chayez the Mafreya, the Kedusha is Poka. And therefore, L'Chayez the together of the Afrosha should be like a Chulin Digger Behemah. What is Bichlal, the whole Nidin in the Mishnah, in base on its base? We can't understand Bichlal if he's Chul, if he's Shittas HaTosfos. And the barrel over there, Blaz Batsorachimun on our Tosfos. So there isn't any Hafkor of the Kedusha besides the Aloch of Lev Bezemasne, which you find later on in the Gemara. And this is all Shittas HaTosfos, and the explanation of the words of the Tosfos of Neka, the Afrosha's Neka, but in base on its base was already discussed that the Pchaim in Stencil increases Chav Zayin Amud Beis has a different Mahalach and he's Mechalek between a Korban Tzibu and a Korban Yochid, and only the whole Gemara in Zvochim is only discussing Korban Yochid, but Korban Tzibu does not have any of these Alochas and therefore can have a Afrosha even after Kapor. And in Meir Simchin is Chidushim over here, and later on in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is also Meir on this way to be Mechalek between a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibu. Moving further on, the Gemara Yud Amud Beis, the new Sugya, the case of the Gemara of Tmidim, which are not needed anymore for the Tzibu, is a machlikas Rishonim, how to understand what is the case. Rashi over here says that the Mishnah in Erich in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, it says, halacha, in poichasim mishisha tloim hamuvukorim belishkas atloim. One always have to have six tloim, six kvasim, six sheep inside the lishkas atloim to be ready for the korban tomid. Rashi over there in Erichin is Marich to explain that the din is that a Korban Tomid has to have Bikur 4 days from a Mum. We have to go and check for 4 days that the Korban does not have any Mum. This is a Bzunder Halocha, special Halocha, which is by the Korban Tomid. And therefore, since there's a Halocha that this Korban has to have been checked for 4 days, if Lamoshel, the Rish Chodesh, let's say Rish Chodesh Nisan, is going to be on Wednesday, then on Sunday already you have to put in these two Tumidim, which are going to be Koriv on Wednesday, you have to put in the Lishkas Atloim already on Sunday. And therefore, the klal was always that there were six Tloim waiting in the Lishkas Atloim, that every time we took out two, we placed another two inside, that it should be ready in another 4 days' time, in order to have the din of Biku, Arbo Yomim. Rashi over there in Erichin says that maybe there's a loch of 4 days besides the Yom HaShchita, and therefore we'll have to have Bemes 8 Teloim, and the Mishnah which says 6 means the 6 after we've already taken out the 2 Teloim. But Rashi Al-Kapoim says by us that there are 6 sheep in the Lishka always, in order that we should have a Biku of 4 days. And when it came Rish Chodesh Nisan from the new year, we couldn't use the 4 Teloim which were left over in this Lishka, we couldn't use for Rish Chodesh Nisan, since these 4 Teloim were brought from the money of the Trumi Yeshana. And this is the case of the Mishnah of the Din, of which Abirchen is discussing, of Tmi Din, Sheloi Hutzer Chulitzibo, because since they can't be brought to be Trumi Yeshana, we have the Loi Hutzer Chulitzibo and they have a Kedushas Haguf. This is how Rashi over here by us explains the case. Rashi Menoches Ein Tesamit Beis brings down from his Rebbe, who said a different case. We're talking about that they were mafish, the Gizborim were mafish Teloim for the Korban Tomid, and they got lost, was Ovdu. And instead of these Teloim, they brought other Teloim instead of them, and afterwards we found these original Teloim, which we were mafish for Korban Tomid. And this is the case of Tmidim Shelehutzu Chulutzibu. Now this is L'Chayya Shvef in the Gemara later on, which says that the Klal of Leif Bezdin Masnen, which we will be learning, this is the Yisoid, why these Teloim or Niftin Tmimim, does not apply in a case where it was Nevad. in the case where it was Ovdu, since it's Loi Shchiach, we do not have the klal of Leiv Bez Din Masne. And over here, the Gemara says that the Niftid Mimim, because of Leiv Bez Din Masne, l'chori, we cannot be talking about a case of Aveda, which l'chori, a kasha on Rashi's Pshat Menachis from his Rebbe, that we're talking about a case where it was Nevet. The Rimigash, and the Tosfos Rosh brings down also from the Rash Mikutzi, and Ke'en Zeh the Ritva says also, the reason why they had always Tmidim left over is because the way the Gizborim bought from the farmers the Teloim was not that they went every day and bought another two Teloim, but they bought them in bulk. They bought them in one time. They went to go and find the Kvosim, Yofim, who has the very nice Kvosim, and went and bought off the farmer his whole flock. And therefore they had many Teloim which were there waiting for the Tmidim, and all these sheep which were waiting, after a bit they became Noisa because we don't need so many Teloim for this year, and the coming year, which has to be from Truma Chadosho, Mamelo, we had leftover Teloim from the previous year. The Ritva adds on, the reason why they did this was because Einan Nius, B'Mokim Ashirus, and therefore they did not buy one at a time, they bought them a lot at one time, because this is more covered for the Beis HaMikdosh. HaKoponim, we have a few Hechatimtas mentioned in the Rishonim, why we have Tmidim Shalehu Tzrichu L'Tzibur. Why does the Kolben Talmud, which the Tzibur does not anymore, you need? Rashi says by us, the reason is because in Pichsin, Mishisho Tloim HaMavukorim B'Beis HaLishko. Asks the Rashbo in later on in Daf Yud Aleph from the Aleph, that Be'emes, according to Rashi, by us, is very shver. We have to understand why Be'emes, the Gizborim, kept on putting Tloim into the Lishko, even though they know definitely that Rish Chidesh is going to come soon and we're going to need Tloim from the new Truma, from the Truma Chadosha. Since these Tloim were from the Truma Yeshona, what was the purpose of them putting into the Lishka new Tloim? Let's say Rish Chodesh Nisa will be on Wednesday, so on Sunday, which is the end of Adar already, they shouldn't put in extra Tloim from Sunday, and they should only have on Sunday there'll be six, and then on Monday there'll be only four left, and on Tuesday there'll be two left, and therefore on Wednesday we'll be able to bring all the Tloim from the Truma Chadosha. What was the purpose of putting in the end of Adar the Tloim into the Beis HaMikdosh, into the Lishka Satloim from the Truma Yeshona, and therefore will be left over, which will have to be niftin tamimim. And the Rashba therefore learns, like the other pshat we said from the Rimigash, that originally they bought a lot of behemoths together, and not because of Rashi's svara that they have to be always in Lishka for Tloim. The Turi Evin in Megillah of Tesamut Beis asks this Kasha himself, that according to Rashi we have to understand why did they put in these Tloim at the end of Adar, and says that the Turi Evin, that L'chir Rashi holds that there's a separate Takonas Chachomim, that there was a halacha, this is the way Tmidim had to be done, they had to be Koriv, that every day you have to choose two out of six, and there was a din that always, there had to be six Tloim, always in the Lishkas HaTloim, and therefore this was Mechir, because of this takona, the Kohanim and the Gizborim had to put always Tloim into the Beis HaMikdosh, into the Lishkas HaTloim, even at the end of Adar. And by Emes, we have to understand what should be the reasoning for such a kind of takonas chachomim. But the Torah Emes says, according to Rashi, the Chiritz Muchach, that this was, there was a takonas chachomim, that always there have to be six Tloim inside the Lishkas HaTloim. Says the Torah Evin, that besides this chidush, that there has to be always six Tloim inside the Lishkas HaTloim, is Mavu and Rashi another chidush. Rashi l'chir, this dim bikur from mum, that we have to look after, that the behemoth should not have a mum for 4 days, you can declare, is there halacha of the bikur dafka after the hekdush? Or can we do this bikur of a mum even when the behemoth is chulin? We'll look after this behemoth which is chulin for 4 days, and after 4 days, which we know definitely that for 4 days already we saw it doesn't have any mum, we'll go ahead and be makdish this korban. Says the Torah Evin that if Rashi learns over here that there were lishkas ha-tloim with six tloim, and afterwards we had to go mipoida them, then it's muchach in Rashi that the dim biku mimum is a halacha dafka after the hekdish, and therefore we had to go and be makdish these six tloim, and we only afterwards were able to do the dim biku, and it was afterwards left over these tloim in order to be poida them. We had to be poida them, and this is the sugi over here of tibinim shalehu tzrichu l'tzibur. Says the Torah Evin is a chidush which is muchach in our Rashi that the dim biku mimum is only the halacha biku mimum only works only after the hektish. But asks the Torah Evin, if so, how did they manage to bring the korban tamid on the first day of Nisan? Since the halacha biku needs a hektish on the first day of Nisan, which will make a truma chadasha, so now we're going to buy this korban tamid. So this korban tamid, which was only brought today, did not have a biku for 4 days before when it was hektish. And if already we're toyim the truma a few days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then these tloim which we were kodesh already for Rosh Chodesh Nisan should be placed in the lishkas atloim to be mekayim this takonis chachomim of six tloim. So why do I have to go and put in old tloim from the truma yeshana? It is by kolchach the truma chadosh was only nitram on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like we find in the Mishnayos in Shkolim. And according to Rashi by us, who holds that the Din Biku has to be after the Hekdesh, so how did he manage to bring the Korban Tomid on Shchidesh Nisan if this Korban was just now being have the Hekdesh being chal on him from the Truma Chadosha? This is the Tui Evans Kasha, and the Tui Evans is Mechiach from here that by Emes the Din Biku can be done even when it's Chulin. And Rashi by us is a Tzor Chiyun, the Rashi's Mavur that the Din Biku can only be chal only after the Hekdesh. Now by Emes one can say in Rashi, the Rashi says in Divar Matchil Niftin Tmimim, that after we appointed these kvosim from the old year, we went ahead and rebought them from the moiz of the Truma Chadosha, and we were makiv choizim v'lokichim oisom mimoiz Truma Chadosha, v'yikrivu b'shanazu. We took these tloim itself, and we were makiv them from the money of the Truma Chadosha in the coming year. The Teres Chaim later on in Daf Yud Aleph is medayik that the Rambam doesn't say Chuyzim v'loikchin oisam etruma chadosha. Only by the Keteres we find, the Braita explains later on, Chuyzim v'loikchin oisam. By the Tmidim we don't find this. And he asks on Rashi, where was Rashi's Hechrich to say that we went ahead and used these Teloim itself for the coming year. But Be'emes, according to the Tur Evans Yesoi, that Rashi holds that the Dim Biku has to be after the Hekdesh, it could be this is Be'emes the reason why there was a read, the Gizborim had to go be Makdish these Teloim from the old Truma, and for 4 days after the Hekdesh, we had the Din Biku, because the Din Biku has to be after the Hekdesh, and afterwards, when it came to the end of the year, we went and we appointed these Teloim, and afterwards, we bought from the new money, we took the new money from the Truma Chadosh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and bought back these Teloim, which were already Mavuka Mimum after their Hekdesh from the old year. And therefore, that was the reason why they had to originally put these Teloim into the Lishkat HaTeloim at the end of Adar. And this is also the Kiyum of Biku Acha Hekdesh, since these Teloim Be'emes had a Biku after they were Kodesh already, because we were Makdish them already 4 days earlier. And this is the reason why Rashi holds that we have to go and be Makdish these Teloim, and we have to go and buy back these Teloim, and use these same Teloim, which had already a Din Biku, even though we appointed them in between, but now this Biku Lemaisa was chal on them when they were still Kaddish, and Mamela, the Biku can be used, this Biku can still be used, and Mamela, we bought back these same Teloim to be makiv them from the Truma Chadosha. The Tui Evan, who doesn't answer like this, is Mashma, he learns that since the way we appointed this Teloim was the Koyach of a Leif Bezdin Masne, so the Leif Bezdin Masne tells us that originally these Teloim were never really Kaddish, Bekdushas Haguf. The Tanai was that it should be Kodesh B'Kedushas Domim, and this is not enough for the Din of Biku Acha Hekdesh, like the Tur Evans Mechia from Rashi. And therefore, the Be'emus Lemafria, it comes out this Biku, which we did for these Teloim, was never a real Biku Acha Hekdesh, which we need. And therefore, we don't Fadin anything, we don't gain anything by me Makdish than before, and therefore, how can we still be Makriv Teloim from Shchidesh Nisan, from a Chumach Hadosha, if they haven't yet had a Biku Acha Hekdesh? But later on we'll see in Daf Yud Aleph that there is a chrinim who understand that the din of Leib Bezim Masne is only a koyach mikanu l'habo. And if we would say that the din of Leib Bezim Masne is only mikanu l'habo, then Be'emes the din biku of Hekdesh is yechal, and because then they were Be'emes kedushim, b'kedushas haguf, and then we were mevaken mimum, and this was the reason why we had to have the biku of these Teloim at the end of the year from Chodesh Adar, we had to place them in the Lishkas HaTeloim, and on these Teloim itself we bought back, and we from the Truma Chadosha, we were makiv them with Chodesh Nisan with the Din Biku which we did on them from the old year of the end of Adar, and there was a Kiyum of Din Biku of Acha HaHekdesh. This could be in Shittas Rashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.